Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blatt. Parasha Korach, Shaved. Week 38, 7th Aliyah. To the children of Levi, behold, I have given all the tithe in Israel for an inheritance, in return for their service which they serve, even the service of the tent of meeting. For the tithe of the children of Israel, which they offer as a heave offering to Hashem, I have given to the Levites for an inheritance. Therefore, I have said to them, among the children of Israel, they shall have no inheritance. Numbers 18, verses 21 and 24. How was the tithe given in Israel in times of the temple? The tithe, in Hebrew Maaser, is the part of the agricultural products that was set aside once a year and given to different places. There are three different tithes. The first tithe in Hebrew Maaser Rishon, the second tithe in Hebrew Maaser Sheni, and the tithe to the poor Maaser Ani. First of all, the Truma, the consecrated part, was set aside and it was given directly to the priest. It was a matter of 1.7 to 2.5%, 1/60th to 1/40th of the produce. Secondly, the Maaser Rishon, which is 10% of what remains of the produce, is set aside and given to the Levite. The Levite in turn sets aside a tenth of what he received and gives it to the priest. This is called Trumat Maaser, compared with Numbers 18, verse 26. Thirdly, Maaser Sheni, which is 10% of what remains of the product, is set aside and taken to Jerusalem to be eaten there. 10% of what remains of the produce. This is done during the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the seven-year agricultural cycle. Compare with Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22 through 26. During the third and sixth year, one must give Maaser Ani instead of Maaser Sheni. It is given to the poor, Deuteronomy 14, verses 28 and 29. During the seventh year, the tithe of the agricultural produce is not given. Laborers who earn money from things that have nothing to do with agriculture, for example, fishermen or merchants, give their tithe during the seventh year as well. The tithe was given to the Eternal. After that, he gave it to the Levites. No one could therefore say a tithe is given to man, even though, in a sense, it is man who received the tithe. The tithe is given as a salary for the Levite ministry. One part of that ministry is to teach Torah, as it is written in Deuteronomy 17, verses 9 through 11. And you shall come to the priest, the Levites, and to the judge who shall be in those days. And you shall inquire, and they shall show you the sentence of judgment. You shall do according to the tenor of the sentence, which they shall show you, from that place which Hashem shall choose. And you shall observe to do according to all that they teach you, according to the tenor of the law which they shall teach you, and according to the judgment which they shall teach you. You shall do. You shall not turn aside from the sentence which they shall show you to do, to the right hand nor to the left. In Deuteronomy 3:3, verses 8 through 10, it is written, of Levi he said, your Tumim and Urim are your godly one, whom you did prove at Massah, with whom you did strive at the waters of Meribah, who said of his father and of his mother, I have not seen him. Neither did he acknowledge his brothers, nor knew he his own children, for they have observed your word, kept your covenant, keep your covenant. They shall teach Yaakov your ordinances, Israel your law. They shall put incense before you, whole burnt offering on your altar. In Malachi 2, verses 4 through 7, it is written, You will know that I have sent this mitzvah to you, that my covenant may be with Levi, says Hashem of hosts. My covenant was with him of life and shalom, and I gave them to him who he might be reverent toward me. And he was reverent toward me and stood in awe of my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and unrighteousness was not found in his lips. He walked with me in shalom and uprightness, and turned away many from iniquity. Turned many away from iniquity. From the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of Hashem of hosts. Since one part of the ministry of the priests and Levites is to teach the Torah, it is completely in order to tithe to those organizations who spread Torah teaching so that they can give a salary to those who are teachers of the scriptures. Shabbat Shalom.